That's all we got till the Stanley Cup Final. Game one goes tomorrow night in Tampa. Amalie Arena, you guys already know that. Habs, Bolts. Give me your thoughts on this series. Hit us up anytime at World Hockey RPT on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Janner31. You can connect with me there. Loaded show, as always, brought to you by Lord Co. Auto Parts. Now open. Edmonton on St. Albert Trail, Northwest. For almost 50 years, Lord Co. Household name across Western Canada. Proudly Canadian-owned and operated, Lord Co. carries much more than just car parts. Newest store on St. Albert Trail, Northwest. Huge selection of aftermarket auto parts and accessories and a dedicated truck center. Whether you're looking for high-performance parts, shop equipment, paint, body supplies, outdoor gear, whatever you need to get your RV on the road or boat on the water, Lord Co.'s got you covered. Open 7 days a week, Lord Co. Auto Parts. Visit them today for an exceptional customer experience or check out their products. Services at lordco.com. Big show here. A lot of Habs talk coming up. So, hey, I mean, if you're Steve Simmons and you don't like French, I think it's about time you turn the show off. We got a jam-packed show. And Kaylee Allard coming up here in about 40 minutes time. We'll talk some Tampa Bay. We'll talk some Habs. We'll also dive into the Bruins, of course. Andrew McInnes coming on, pro sports capper with Wager Talk. And right now, Annick Lemire from the co-host of Habs Tonight and the artistic director. She joins the show right now to hang out and talk Habs. What's going on? Let's be honest here to start. What was your expectation for this team before playoffs? Like before game one against the Leafs, did you ever think that you'd be in this spot in your wildest dreams?
Not in my wildest dreams. Honestly, I've said it from the beginning. If we can beat Toronto, that's my Stanley Cup. I mean, the odds were we weren't even supposed to make the playoffs. So just to be this far, I mean, I've been saying we didn't come this far just to come this far. Keep pushing. We need four wins. It blows my mind. I've never seen this. I'm so proud.
So as a fan base, as a part of the media, was the confidence there after round one or no? When did you finally kind of decide, like, hey, you know, actually, like, game two against Vegas? When did you kind of decide, like, holy, we might actually have a chance to win a Stanley Cup this year?
Right after we beat Toronto. If we could beat Toronto, I'm not going to give it away from Toronto. They have an incredible team filled with talent. They have an incredible lineup. If you compare ours to theirs on paper, obviously they have a better team. But as soon as we beat Toronto, going towards a Jets team that's been off for, 8 to 9 days, we were on the momentum of a game seven. It was written in the sky for me. And I predicted a Habs sweep against the Jets. So
did you actually?
I did.
That's cool. I definitely predicted the Jets to sweep the Habs. So
opposite ones.
Obviously, one of us was right. One of us was definitely not. But okay, so when we look at this series coming up here, obviously the big news today was Yoel Armia. You know, he's on the COVID list. I think this is the second time this year on the COVID list. Not that really like means anything, but again, it sucks for him. You hope Jake Evans can fill that hole. But when you first saw that, it's got to kind of scare you a little bit, being like, hey, he's been an impactful player in these playoffs.
100%. I mean, Yoel Armia's had the unluckiest year, the second time getting COVID, obviously, like you said. He's been out a few games with concussions as well. He's such an incredible player and a huge part of the team that, of course, we're going to miss him. But like you said, Jake Evans is back, and Jake Evans is even a bigger part of this team come PK time. And just speed-wise, he said it himself, I might not be the type of player that scores the most or shoots the best, but I can use my speed and I can move, and he's not wrong. So I'm not even worried about this. Obviously worried about Armia. I hope everything's okay with him with health-wise and such. But on the ice, I think we'll be just fine with Jake Evans.
Do you think this defense is healthy enough to win
100%.
because Shea Weber's playing with two broken thumbs. Joel Edmondson's just an absolute warrior. Obviously, Jeff Petrie's going through Jeff Petrie things. But, I mean, come on. They are far from healthy compared to a Tampa team who, yeah, Chernak seems a little bumped up. Hedman's going to go for surgery this offseason. I think they're in better shape all around.
Yeah, I mean, I won't question that. For sure, they might be in better shape come paper-wise, but we're on such momentum, and the boys are ready to run through walls right now to get to the cup. So I'm not worried. I don't have anything that I can say that truly worries me right now. We can push through it.
So game one felt like a feeler process against Vegas. Do you expect the same things tomorrow night against Tampa? I mean, I'm going to be straightforward with you. I'm throwing the farm on Tampa to win game one. I love the Habs, and I think I'll pick them in this series. I'll toss a little money on them in the series. But I just think game one in Tampa, the way that Montreal started off against Vegas scares me a little bit.
Completely agree. I don't know. It can kind of go both ways because we pulled it off against Toronto winning game one. Are we going to come off this momentum of, wow, this is our first time here in 28 years and give it all we have? Or is it going to be completely the opposite where Tampa goes around and says, you know what? It's our second time in a row. We know what to expect and what it takes to win and take game one. I'm not sure, but I'm expecting for us to win at least one in Tampa. We have to come home with at least one win.
How many goals does Cole Caulfield have in the Stanley Cup final series here?
He's got four, I believe.
No. How many is he going to have against Tampa?
Oh, okay. Sorry. another two, easily.
Two? That's it? Setting the bar low. I feel like two is an easy one.
I don't know. I don't like to over-predict because you never know what's going to happen. They might be, like, you can't take the credit away from Vasilevsky, right? He's an incredible goaltender, and I don't know. I'm expecting minimum two.
So do you think we're going to be seeing one of the best goaltending battles of all time? We're talking about two of the highest paid goaltenders in the league, two of the absolute cream of the crop tendies in the National Hockey League. Like, do you think we're going to be seeing 1-0 and 2-1 games all series? Or do you think that these teams have a little bit of extra offense that people maybe aren't giving enough credit to?
I agree with both, I think. I think it's obviously going to be tight games. You're not going to get maybe one or two games, a bit more scoring, but it's going to be 2-1s or 3-2 games easily all series long. Both incredible goaltenders. It's going to be a goalie duel the whole way. It has to be.
When you think of Carey Price's run these playoffs, where do you rank it among goaltending performances of all time? Because when I think of Habs goaltending now I wasn't around the 80s. I wasn't, you know, watching Patrick Waugh, you know, the 90s. I wasn't watching those. But like when I think of greatest Habs performance, obviously my mind goes right to Yaroslav Halak. But right now, Carey Price has absolutely blown that out of the water right now. And I think it's got to be up there with the all-time great goaltending performances of the playoffs. When you think of J.S. Jaguar, when you think of, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury, when he won his first cup. Like, this is where he's with right now, in my opinion.
Exactly where he is. I mean, I compared the first round, I compared him to 2014 Carey Price before he got knocked off by Kreider. He was playing the exact same way, but right now he's just double the level. He is so concentrated and, again, on another level. Nothing phases him. Nothing's going to bother him. He's got a one-track mind, and he's extremely focused. So a healthy Carey Price goes a long way, and you can see it right now. I mean, he's probably battling a few injuries like everybody else is right now, let's be honest. But I don't know what's it going to take to get to him. I don't know.
If the Habs lose this series, what's the cause?
I'm going to think offense. I think we're going to have issues scoring mostly with Vasilevsky playing to the level he's playing. And I don't know, maybe they're just going to adapt to our game and just shut us down.
Now, Tampa's got, you know, 30 times the power play that Vegas has. Is that somewhat of a concern as well, knowing that, hey, Vegas's power play, although the Habs PK has been great, don't get me wrong, but Vegas is was absolutely pathetic that series.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But you can also take a look at it as, did our first line perform the way they should? We have a line called the shutdown line for a reason, right? So we've shut down guys like McDavid and Matthews all season long. So I want to say that we might be able to do the same thing here, but at some point, it's bound to be an issue. We can't keep, we're what, 27 or 28 power kills in a row now, if I'm not mistaken. So at some point we're gonna let one in, and I just hope that it's not a shitty streak that we're gonna hit. So, but again, having Evans back into the lineup for a penalty kill is going to be huge for us.
I do agree with that point wholeheartedly. Okay, got one last one for you, Nick. If they voted on the Selke after the playoffs, do you think Phil Deneau wins it? Because I think he is one of the most grossly underestimated centers in the National Hockey League. Maybe one of the most underestimated forwards.
Of course. I mean, Nate MacKinnon said it a few times too. He's one of the hardest centers to play against. And if I compare it to the season that he has, this year, I mean, not his best season, but come postseason, the guy's on another level. I can't begin to explain it. He absolutely deserves the recognition that he's getting. And if it came to re-signing him just on postseason, give him the money that he wants if he's going to keep playing like that.
No kidding. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And Nick Lemire, my guest, Habs Tonight, artistic director, co-host. Hey, give yourself a plug. Where can people find you? What are you up to?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find us at Habs Tonight on all social media and on our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. It's with former NHLer Dale Weiss. We've got some pregame, some postgames, some Weissy Wednesday episodes where we have former Montreal Canadiens and former players. We're going to have current players coming onto the channel as well. And we just strive on spinning a positive aspect to all the media nonsense where it's usually negative and shitting on people. But we turn around and we spin it into a positive way. And make sure to check out our website at HabsTonight.net. We just launched our merch store, rocking one of the t-shirts right here. And yeah, so we look forward to seeing you guys on our channel.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Nick Lemire right there. From Habs Tonight, co-host, artistic director. Lou's in the chat. He's saying, go Habs. I got to agree. I think that you can call them Canada's team. You can call them whatever you want. But end of the day, most people are going to be rooting for them. They're the underdog. They're a Canadian team. They haven't won since 93. Tampa has this huge target on their back. I think that draws hockey crowds. Doesn't matter what team you cheer for. Doesn't matter what team you work for. You want to see the underdog succeed. I'm not trying to write a Hollywood story here. I'm just being real. I think that is what people want to see. Let me know if I'm wrong. Hit us up on Twitter at World Hockey RPT, on Facebook, World Hockey Report, YouTube at 12 Ounce Sports. So we got to dive into some NHL news here for Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. You guys already know. Actually, I'm going to toss out this ad read. Done with the ad read for today. Go to our social media at World Hockey RPT on Instagram, at World Hockey Report. We are giving away a Pro Rock stick. Now, this is a Canadian company here. They're starting out. They're getting sticks in the hands. And I'm telling you guys, I've, you know, held thousands of hockey sticks, used thousands. This is something you've never used before. I'm telling you, go check it out. And they're giving away a free Pro Rock hockey stick and hoodie. And hoodie. Super easy. All you got to do, go on there, pin the post is pinned. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Comment who you think is going to win. You're going to get entered into the draw. It's that easy. At World Hockey RPT, Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. They're Canadian. They're changing the game. We buy hockey sticks. They're the best price, but I'll tell you, the best price is free. And that's what they're doing. They're giving you a damn hockey stick. Love it. Go give your picks today. Got to appreciate them. Corey Lana, they're unreal. Their product is even better. I mean, that's kind of harsh, but it is. It's unbelievable. The sticks are great. We got to get to some NHL news, though, for Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. And this is one where it's been all over social media, and we've got to address it. I wish I had Adam or Katie here to help address this, but the Chicago Blackhawks situation is a nightmare. It is a pathetic black guy. It's all alleged right now, but the fact of the matter is that this has not taken center stage like it should. When Jake Virtanen had his alleged incident, the Canucks, I believe the league, everyone puts out a statement. They're looking into it, of course. Where have people been on this? And if players, coaches, management had as much information as they're leading on,
People got to lose their jobs. Heads got to roll. It's unacceptable. You have to clear house with everyone probably in the league. I'm not saying a lifetime ban, but we're talking 10 years, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't care if that puts you into retirement. I don't care if you never have a job at the NHL again. If you knew that this was happening, and again, it's all alleged, but if you knew that this was going on, you didn't speak up, you didn't bring it to police, you didn't bring it forward to the hierarchy, you deserve to never have a job in hockey again. Never. And I say a 15, 20 year suspension lightly. You don't deserve a damn job ever in hockey, in sports, in life. It's pathetic if you're covering up for someone, pulling those stunts. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It's a terrible look for hockey. And I got to tip my hat to all the journalists asking the tough questions at these times. And say what you want. People go, oh, well, they're not asking enough. They're doing their job. Let them do their job. They're asking the questions. They're asking players. They're doing the research. They're talking about it. I think we can give them a little bit of credit here. The journalists are doing their absolute best. I had to get my thoughts out there. You know, I won't dive too deep into the players or Bergevin's answers. But again, if what is alleged, and especially the knowledge that was potentially in the room, in the front office, heads got to roll. That's as simple as that. Hey, we got other stuff to talk about, though. Steve Simmons, he went on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this. I mean, let us know in the comments. As always, hit us up here at World Hockey RPT. He was bitching about, so when Bergevin's getting answers or questions in French, they weren't translating it for him. This guy thinks he deserves his own translator. Like, you're going to tell me the Toronto Sun or Star or whatever reg you work for doesn't have a translator that you can use? Figure it out. I mean, Canada is a bilingual country. Montreal is in Quebec. They speak French there. And so get over it. You can get your English questions in. People are going to ask English questions. They're not translating those to French, and you don't see the French journalists bitching and complaining about it. Kind of pathetic, kind of embarrassing. I don't know. What do we expect from these guys anymore? It's kind of just your old boys club and hockey media. Nothing's ever going to change until they are gone. Speaking of Montreal, we got to talk about these fans. If you win a playoff series, you don't riot, you don't flip police cars, you don't injure police officers, you don't do anything stupid. Stop that shit right now. Pack it up. You know, you got to be smarter than that. You're representing your city, you're representing your team. The last thing you need, go out and enjoy it. I don't care if there's 500,000 people in the streets. Party like it's 1993. But as soon as you start hurting people, as soon as you start wrecking shit, that's when it's gonna stop. I mean, excuse the language, whatever you want. You gotta be better than that. It's that simple. It really is. Couple more things here before we head off to a commercial break. Andrew McInnes supposed to be coming up here next. Pro Sports Capper with Wager Talk. I got one more thing though. Alec Martinez playing in the Stanley Cup semifinal with a broken foot. The whole playoffs, really. That's hockey tough. That's hockey tough. We said it about Nikita Kucherov when he played in game 7 after taking that cross check to the ribs, which he, you know, claims he isn't injured. I can't see how not. I mean, Mayfield absolutely got him right in the ribs. That hurt. And like everyone knows, something bad's going on with Kucherov. You don't skate around like that. He didn't look the same, but that's hockey tough. So you got to tip your hat to Alec Martinez right there, the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll get to some more NHL talk for Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. We also got the question up on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. Let us know in the comments, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're watching today, Zingo TV channel 761. Favorite hockey movie of all time? It's a simple question. We'll dive into it later on in the show, but Andrew McInnes is coming up next. It's Cody Jansen with you. World Hockey Report live on 12 Ounce Sports.
One more sleep. That's all it is. We got the Stanley Cup Final Game 1. It's less than 24 hours away now. Are you pumped? I am. I'm stoked. It's Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report, brought to you live thanks to Lord Co. Auto Parts. You guys already know by now, Lord Co. is the absolute best. It's a one-stop shop for quality RV, car, truck, or marine parts and accessories. Our next guest. Oh, we're looking forward to this one. Been following them on Twitter for a while. Love the show, what they're doing with Wager Talk. This is awesome. And our next guest, Andrew McInnes, brought to you by Coco Vodka, Coco Rum.
I mean, everyone knows the weather's getting nicer. It's beautiful. It's like plus 38 out there. It's unbelievably hot. So you need something to sip on when you're swinging the sticks, lighting up the barbecue, or watching the Stanley Cup Finals, of course. Coco Vodka, Coco Rum, new cans. Hey, they got these shipped out. Shout out Av, shout out Mark. It's unreal. Yeah, we're sipping on it. I'm going off the ad read right now, but you guys already know, new cans, they're here. Flavors, they're coming next. Enjoy the Coco life with us. It's the absolute best, and you will not be disappointed. Coco Vodka, Coco Rum. Time to bring him on. It's Andrew McInnes, Pro Sports Camper with Wager Talk. Andrew, I know you're a Habs guy here, and that's why I'm really excited to have you on the show. And we appreciate you taking the time tonight. I know it's not exactly an early one, but I want to know, what was your expectations of the Habs game one before they played the Leafs? Did you ever think in your wildest dreams we would be sitting here today talking about Montreal four wins away from a Stanley Cup final? Stanley Cup.
Yeah, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I've been following you guys for a long time. And you know what? I actually have a little bit of a different opinion than the other opinion I heard. And it's no disrespect. It's just that I feel the exact opposite. I mean, as a Montreal fan, of course, I hate the Leafs. But let's be honest here. The Maple Leafs are a regular season team. I lived with Leaf fans. I work with Leaf fans. And I'm so happy my girlfriend isn't a Leafs fan. Now that I'm living with her, I converted her into a Habs fan. But let's be honest. There's a difference between regular season teams and playoff teams. And the Leafs are not a playoff team. I'm surprised on how confident they handled the Leafs at the end and then just swept the Jets. I mean, it goes to show that momentum is such a big part of sports.
100%. You are bang on with the regular season team and the playoff team. I mean, I'm up here in Edmonton. We don't need to dive into that. But anyone who, you know, kind of understands the game of hockey sees exactly what we do right there. Hey, I want to talk Carey Price because, you know, you're capping games. This is a guy who, I mean, bet on sports too, is when you look at a game, you're going, this guy can steal anything any given night right now. Does he have enough to win four more? Because this run that he's been on has been one of the best of all time in the NHL.
It has been unbelievable. I mean, there's no denying some of these saves that he's made. You can make a highlight tape from not just every series, but every game. And that says something. But I think it's incredible. And I think he does have it in him. But I think, you know, a huge thing that I deal with in the handicapping business is people getting mad about their wagers when they're complaining and they don't know hockey like you do. They just know hockey from a betting standpoint. So they're just mad that their team that they bet on, like Vegas, had double the amount of shots. When if you look at the advanced stats, the dangerous opportunities, it was actually 13-10 in that game in favor of Vegas. So, you know, lots of credit goes to Carey Price. Absolutely. But I think the defensemen, the big four, they're calling them the four Chris Prongers, they're saying, are doing a great job of boxing out, because without them and the forwards back checking, Carey Price can't do it all on his own.
Does this, you know, not just game one, but the entire series come down to special teams where Montreal's penalty kill has been unbelievable in the playoffs. Everyone knows that. But again, Vegas was ice cold. And that's a nice way to put it. I mean, they were pathetic. And Tampa has the best power play in the NHL. I mean, they spend money on it. So you might as well have a damn good power play. That's where I see the difference maker. What are you seeing, Andrew?
Their power play is unbelievable. There's no denying it at all. They're crucial. But I don't think you're giving enough credit to the Canadians, though, as far as against the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, it's easy to say somebody was horrible when they got shut down by somebody else. But I agree with you. I mean, Tampa Bay's power play is far superior than Vegas's. Obviously, you got to keep it 5-on-5. Luke Richardson said it in the media conference today. He said, look, all the stick checks and the tripping, all those penalties have to be done with. You know, we're going to take a penalty, it has to be kind of to stop a scoring opportunity. It has to be, you know, a breakaway or an in front of the net type of play, because you cannot send this Tampa Bay team. I mean, even looking back to the Florida Panthers series against Tampa Bay, I mean, that series was won and lost on special teams as well.
Yeah, that was a high scoring one. Good one if you're betting the overs. I think the over even went up to like 6.5 on some games too. Like that's insane for playoffs just to think about that.
Definitely. And for the record, not to jump in, but for the record, from a betting standpoint, I get kind of some havoc for being a homer. And you know I'm a fan. You've seen my tweets. But I've cashed a lot of tickets on the under and over for the Canadians this year. I actually try and stay away from money line sides in those games to try and keep my bias out of it. But being a fan and following it from a betting standpoint, I've had a pretty good success betting these totals. And I'm sure you can know I was on the under a lot more than the over with price in the net.
100%. And another one of our, friends of the show, guest, Philly Pete, he's been on the unders. I hate betting under. I can't watch a game and bet the under. I'm not in it for that, but I'm also not a big bettor. But hey, Andrew McInnes, our guest here, professional sports handicapper with Wager Talk, brought to you by Coco Vodka, Coco Rum. Okay, with the sports betting in Canada, they just passed a new bill, and I don't know about this. I don't expect you to break it down for the entire audience, but how crucial is this going to be where, if it's not for an online sports book right now, we're stuck with like Sports Select in Alberta. It's terrible, but how big is this for your industry? Because I'm pumped for you guys. You guys put in so much work and effort. People don't actually know what goes into it. And now this is just a step in the right direction, if you ask me.
It is huge. Hearing some news, people realizing about it over the past 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, I've been following this for years, specifically just a few years. And if you're into the stock market right now, it might be a good time to get into a few Canadian sports betting stocks as well. But we won't dive into that too much. But look, I think it's absolutely huge. Sports Select is what you have in Alberta. We call it ProLine here on the Far East Coast. I believe they have it that as well in Ontario. It's a ripoff. It's not betting. The odds aren't actually what they should be. You have to create a parlay, and anybody out there doesn't know what a parlay is. It just means you have to bet on numerous outcomes to come true. It's almost worse than it is good. I mean, it's the government taking money from us. And now in this instance, when they legalize it, they can make money off it in a whole different way. It's going to be the exact same thing for us that we saw with cannabis, the legalization with that as well. They federally legalize it, but each province will have to handle it in their own way. But let's be honest, the argument really is the exact same. And I use this comparison to cannabis because it's very true. The argument is people were saying, well, let's sell it and make sure we're regulating it. The whole word regulating is the exact thing they're doing. You're keeping bookies off the street. You're keeping people from betting illegally and you're giving them good odds and you're making them feel safe about making a recreational wager. Same thing with the cannabis. That was the whole argument. Let's try and keep it off the street and keep it legal.
Oh, you're bang on there. And I was having that argument the other day of in Saskatchewan, I believe cannabis and alcohol is all under the, the provincial guidance. They've just got their normal beer store,
right?
Whatever. And in Alberta, everything is privatized. So you can have these more creative companies. And I really hope they stay that way with the whole sports betting. I mean, it's not like I don't enjoy the offshore books too. They've been good with me. I actually haven't had any issues with any of them. Surprisingly, knock on wood, I'm not cashing out huge tickets or anything. But again, just to bring that locally, I think is going to bring a whole new economic revenue. And you see what it's done in Colorado. You see what it's done in Washington. These states are profiting huge.
Definitely. And media-wise awesome. As well. Media-wise, I mean, you see it every night. You see Chuck on NBA on TNT trying to figure out what's going on with the betting world. He has no idea what he's talking about. You see the guys on Hockey Night in Canada as well. They're bringing up, hey, Montreal was plus 225 tonight. It's becoming a lot more mainstream. And I think before it used to be a lot more frowned upon. You tell someone you bet on sports, they're looking at you kind of funny. And now it's a casual like conversation.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not just going to go and put money into a rigged VLT. I'm going to like enjoy sports here and put $5 on a game. I'm not doing anything crazy. Andrew, I got one last one for you. You kind of said you've been on the unders, and I'm not telling you to give away your plays here, but what's really been one of the hotter bets of the playoffs? Because I'm seeing a lot of people saying, oh, I'm struggling with the first period overs or money line. The lines are all over the place and it's kind of throwing me off. What have you been seeing that, maybe people are having some success with? I don't know if they're clients, fans of your show. What are you really liking in the playoffs so far? It doesn't have to be for the finals, but even just what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're talking about the advancement of sports betting and kind of the way it's been turning into and the different type of wagers you can bet on. I mean, it's funny. Vegas right now is actually the place in the world that's behind on betting. It's kind of funny to even think about that. I mean, they don't have as many options as we do in the East Coast or in Canada even or certain parts of America. They're a lot more simple. Money line, it's total. That's it. I'll tell you one thing I've been doing a lot of is in-game betting the over in the NHL. You've been seeing a lot of games, especially early on in the series, start off very slow. It's kind of like soccer in the Euro Cup right now. It's a feel-out process. Let's establish some offensive zone time. Let's establish, get every line out there. And then all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, that's 6 or 7, 8 minutes gone in this game. And I'm not saying it'll be like that exactly in the Canadians and Lightning series, but I do have a funny feeling that we will see these numbers drop in game, and you can jump on at the second intermission, get that third period over 1.5 and cash some late winners. So I have noticed that as well. And one thing I have noticed as well, actually, is the first time a team goes home, you know, how much different it is for them, how much more of a jump they have. But then the second game, game four, we'll look at this for the Montreal Canadiens, how Tampa Bay plays in game four in Montreal. If Montreal wins that game three, wouldn't shock me to see Tampa bounce back. But that game three is crucial for the team that's, getting that game three at home.
Yeah, that second road trip split is one that everyone who knows hockey is kind of all on. Like, hey, to win two in a row at home, tough, especially when it's games three and four in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I love that, though, because I've actually cashed in a couple of over 2.5s, over 3.5s live betting before the third period. So that's a genius one. I mean, it's not like I'm looking at it all the time. I'm not that into sports betting on a consistent basis, but that's a genius play. When you think about how much live sports betting's really changed, it's not just picking up a play and, running with it from the day before a game. It's, when you're in the game, you've got so many options now.
Absolutely. I mean, first round, how many times are you going to see an empty net goal? There's one goal for you right there that you might not have had, obviously, in the first or second period. You're not going to see an empty. And I do want to mention, my favorite word to use is the word depth. I know you have a time crunch, but a lot of people, I think, are still sleeping on the fact that the Canadians might not have a superstar besides their goaltender, but they do have four lines that can score. And I feel like that will be the difference. If Montreal can get it done against Tampa Bay, they're going to have to do the exact same thing they did against the Leafs, the Jets and the Golden Knights, and shut down the top lines, like the person was on before me said. And I think it's doable. I mean, how long is it going to be? The credit is not going to Montreal and it's just shaming the other team, right? How long is it going to be? Let's make fun of Matthews and Marner instead of giving credit to the Canadians. How long will that be?
See, I feel like that's on me. And anytime you see stupid tweets from World Hockey Report, it's always from Adam. It's not from me. But again, I'm one of those that's kind of like, how long can Carey Price keep this up? Like, is he going to fall off? Cole Caulfield, he's scoring crazy. Is he going to be able to do it against these
other? You like to know, though, right? You said you like to know.
I love the Habs. Don't get me wrong. I am as old school as it comes, and I like that mean playoff hockey. The Habs are my team through and through.
Let's go.
I am all for the chippy stuff, which most hockey fans are. Andrew, man, I appreciate you hopping on the show here. Best of luck with the show. Best of luck with the Stanley Cup final. And we're going to touch base again soon.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Andrew McInnes right there. Hopping on World Hockey Report. Really appreciate him taking the time. Of course, you can catch his show on Wager Talk. I got to tell you guys, in the mornings, if you're not feeling like a coffee or an energy drink, there's other options. You can switch it up. You see all the guys on the bench. I'm past my playing days, so I'm not doing this on the bench. But Billy's Smelling Salts is hooking you up. Time to ditch the energy drinks. Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Designed for athletes looking to get in the zone, Billy's Smelling Salts rapidly increase energy levels through brief sniffing. Support Canadian business. Go check them out today at shopbillys.co. Plus, punch in the promo code WHR. Get an extra 10% off. Of course, use responsibly. I got them right here. The can is unbelievable. I don't know if you guys can see that in the camera. It's awesome. They are, you see all the NHLers using it on the bench. Use responsibly, of course, but they will get the blood flowing. Couple of quick NHL notes here. You got to get to for Pro Rock Hockey 6 before our next guest, Kaylee Allard, coming on here. We'll talk some Stanley Cup preview and maybe some Bruins as well. I'm sure that'll come up just naturally. But hey, Mark Messier, he's going to be joining ESPN as an analyst. I like the move. This is a controversial player. Obviously, his time in Vancouver didn't go over so well. He's won cups. He's played with the greatest players in the NHL. TNT adds Gretzky. ESPN adds Messier. Just makes sense. It's a big ad for them. And I'm excited to see them bring in the player aspect, the former players to talk about it. You see how Hockey Night in Canada does it. These guys, way more high profile than Kevin Bieksa and Kelly Rudy. And hey, we love them. Friends of the show as well. But again, Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, you're bringing in the cream of the crop to talk about the game right now. Also, shout out to the Maple Leafs. Ryan Hardy added as director of minor league ops. He was great with Chicago Steel. He built an absolute dynasty there. And they've got so many guys going to elite Division I schools. They've won back-to-back titles, I do believe. It's awesome. It's awesome whenever you see a guy have success at the junior ranks and move up. I think you got to respect that. I really think you do. But hey, we got more Stanley Cup talk. One more sleep. It's Cody Janz at World Hockey Report coming to you live on 12 Ounce Sports. One more sleep. We got the Stanley Cup final getting underway tomorrow night in Tampa. It's Montreal. Can the Habs knock off the Bolts? It's been a crazy playoff run for them so far. I guess we'll see how it finishes up. Cody Janz and Solo Ryan tonight on World Hockey Report, brought to you by LordCo Auto Parts. Learn more at LordCo.com or follow them on LordCo Parts on social media. Now open Edmonton, St. Albert Trail, Northwest. Go check them out today. Kaylee Allard, our guest, hopping on here. Contributed fan-sided for Causeway Crowd. I think I said that right. It's Causeway, right?
Causeway, you got it.
You know, I've seen that and I just don't know how to pronounce anything today. So we'll go with that. Hey, you're a Bruins person. I can see the shirt and I know we're going to talk Bruins later on, but I got to ask you about the Stanley Cup final, because as a Bruins fan, does it not, you know, maybe not piss you off a little bit that Montreal is having success this year, but come on, that's not the first team you want to be seeing in a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, it's super painful. And it's even more painful that they're such a likable team. I got to give them credit for being the underdog, though. And I also do not like Tampa either. So this is probably the worst time I've had in the postseason in a very long time. But luckily, I am rooting for Carey Price and Cole Caulfield, especially. So yeah, if they weren't so likable, I probably would be rooting for Tampa. But I'm very torn. I just never thought that they would be in the final so soon. And I say soon, even though they haven't made it since 93, but I guess it's never too soon for a Bruins fan to see this. So
understandable there. Are you shocked that the Islanders push Tampa so much? And I know you don't like Tampa. And again, they're a very controversial team. They play the LTIR game. They've got some players with terrible pass. But again, you know, were you shocked to see the Islanders push them to game seven and, you know, lose in one goal fashion?
Not at all. They were an extremely frustrating team to play against. You know, I know the Bruins were in 100%. They did have some injuries going on, so it was kind of inevitable to lose against them. But the Coliseum is hands down one of the hardest buildings to play in, not a doubt about it. Also, their offense is great. Their goaltending is great. And I mean, they got four lines, great defense. So they really were the whole package. And I honestly wouldn't have been surprised if it was Isles in seven. I think just Tampa is unstoppable right now. They're pretty much the same team as last year. They're big, they're physical, they're fast, and they're scary. And Vasilevsky is one of the best goaltenders in the world. But I was not surprised, because I could definitely see the Isles going to the final. So they're very frustrating to play against, and they know how to get under your skin.
Well, I picked Tampa in seven, so I'm going to take half credit for that game there. Hey, you brought up Vasilevsky. We've got two of the highest paid goaltenders in the league right now and two of the absolute best going at it. Carey Price, Andre Vasilevsky. Who's got the advantage? Who do you like more in net?
I think Vasilevsky, just because of the team he has in front of him. I think Price is playing some of his best hockey right now, and I know he's never been able to lead the team to a final, but I think that's just kind of luck with, I don't want to say luck because they're a very talented team, but Vegas's offense was non-existent. So I think it was pretty easy for the Canadiens to get past that and for the Canadiens to win. But I think Vasilevsky, but only because he has so much help. I know he's a Vezina winner, and I'm sure Price would end up maybe getting the Conn Smythe if he was able to win the cup. But I would say Vassy, just because of the stacked team he has. He really has that advantage over Price. So it'll be interesting to see how they can even that out between both of the sides.
If Kucherov is out, do you still like Tampa in this series as the favorite? Because that's a huge piece that they're missing, especially when it comes down to their deadly power play.
Yeah, I mean, I think he claimed that he's not injured. However, I guess we don't know the whole story. Who knows with a guy that's on the LTIR for the whole regular season? Who knows what his health is like right now? But I still think they have the weapons to do it. I mean, they had no problem last year. I know they had Kucherov, but I'm not sure who the leading scorer was last year. But I mean, they're scoring is never an issue. So even though Kucherov is carrying them, I can't see any of their lines having any trouble against the Canadiens. And I know the Canadiens have a little bit of a banged up defense as well. So I think that'll play in part with that as well.
Well, Braden Point's their best player, and he leads them in points every year in the playoffs because he's just that good. But hey, Kucherov, you lose a guy to your lineup like that, that's obviously a huge loss. You brought up Cole Caulfield, and now this is a guy who hasn't played in a full NHL regular season, and now he's got three series wins under his belt. How many goals do you think he scores in the final here? It's just been an incredible run for him, and this kid's got the confidence of a 10-year veteran.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to get like a hat trick at some point. I feel like he's just going to have this big outburst that's coming. And I love him because he's an American kid. So I'm rooting for him. And I cannot believe they didn't want to play him. It's kind of like when the Bruins wouldn't play Tyler Seguin in the 2011 playoffs. And then they threw him in there as a rookie and he absolutely took off. So I think his hot streak is going to continue. He's confident. He's fitting in well. He's riding one of the best highs of his life right now. And now he's playing for the Stanley Cup final, and this team hasn't seen the final since the 90s. I don't think he was even born yet. No, he definitely wasn't. I wasn't even born yet. So I can honestly even say I'm feeling a hat trick coming for him.
That's a bold take right there. Now, I'm starting to really get the feeling with Montreal that, you know, they kind of knew what they were doing. I like that Kokkaniemi kid. I like Caulfield. I mean, he slid to 15. It's an absolute joke that he slid that deep in the draft, and everyone's just going to criticize him about his size when size really doesn't matter too much in today's NHL. It's a way different game. Okay, moving along, though. I do want to ask you about the Bruins. I know we only got 5 minutes or so left here, but come on. There's so many players we got to, you know, talk about, and the first one I got to talk about is Taylor Hall. Played up here in Edmonton, goes to Boston, has some success after an absolute dump start in Buffalo. Do you think he resigns? Do you think they really make a push for him? Or is, you know, his bottom line just way out of the Bruins' cap space here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's one of the biggest priorities right now. I know they also need to re-sign Krejci and Tuukka, but Tuukka, with his injury, he's kind of on the last leg, and we're not sure about where he's going to go from here. But I think they need to get Krejci back, and I think they need to get Hall back, because Krejci finally has both of his wingers with Craig Smith and Taylor Hall. That second line hasn't looked good since like a decade, since they won the cup in 2011 when they actually had four rolling lines. So I think Taylor Hall is absolutely crucial. He really solidified the top six because the Bruins had such an issue with secondary scoring. So if Sweeney can't get him re-signed, it'll be a huge shame, because then we're back to square one with who's going to play alongside Krejci. That's if Krejci stays as well.
Well, I'm impressed it took you 10 minutes to bring up Tuukka Rask here, so I might as well ask about him. You think half the reason why Boston media fans are so harsh on him is because post-cup, this has been one of the most disappointing teams in the NHL, just not winning a cup-wise with the roster they have. Do you think that just him being in net, he's kind of just automatically takes the heat for it because he's on that roster? Or do you think that people actually think he's not a good goaltender?
It's really because he's living in Tim Thomas's shadow, and no goalie has been able to live up to those expectations. Now, Tim Thomas was an absolute animal in the 2011 final, like one of the best goalie performances anyone's ever seen in recent history. So it's going to be hard to live up to that in general, but also that was Thomas's best season and the only final he brought us to, whereas Tuukka has 2013, 2019. So he already has two under his belt. The argument is Tuukka didn't win a cup as a starter, so apparently that doesn't make him good, which obviously is not true at all. Bruins fans are very spoiled. They have always been spoiled with goaltending. There's never really been a lack of goaltending. I mean, you have Tuukka Rask and Halak as your duo, and Halak could be a starter elsewhere. So Tuukka just gets the heat because he's living in that shadow, and Bruins fans are very spoiled, and they will be sad when he's gone.
Tough to really fill the shoes of Andrew Raycroft and Tim Thomas, but we won't dive too much into the goaltending. Hey, there's another guy I got to ask you about in Zdeno Chara. Do you think there's a chance he comes back to Boston? I understand it's a very slim one, but I also believe that there is some dual interest to maybe give it one more go after Chara proved, hey, I can still play hockey at a pretty elite level.
Yeah, I would personally love to have him back, but at the same time, I know he said he's unsure of his future. I think this might have been it for him. I also don't know how the relationship is after him being let go. I don't know if that relationship is still there with management. I'm sure it is because it was his home for so long, but I was very upset about letting Chara go, not just for sentimental reasons, but one of the biggest lacks for the Bruins right now is defense. There's no big guys at the blue line. We lost Brandon Carlo to concussion, extremely detrimental. They re-signed Kevin Miller for 1 year, who has a glass knee and can barely play. So that was a huge mistake. And I think they really could have used Char this year. I would love to see him back. I would welcome him with open arms. Veteran captain of 15 years, can mentor the young defense. That's what they need. So I would love it, but I can't really see it happening. I think after that 1 year in Washington, he's maybe going to hang him up.
Interesting perspective right there. Kaylee Allard, our guest here on World Hockey Report. Jack Eichel, do you think there's any room for him on this Boston team or what? You know, if they don't re-sign Hall, if they free up a little bit of cap room, maybe Tuukka goes on LTIR. Do you think Eichel's a potential candidate to bolster this offense if they're going to make another push for a cup run?
I don't think so. I just don't think Eichel is necessary. Honestly, I feel like Eichel is going to end up out west. I honestly don't want Eichel. I'm fine with the top six right now and how it is, as long as they could re-sign who they need to re-sign. But I feel like he would have more of a fit with either like the Anaheim Ducks or the Vegas Golden Knights, depending on what they do with their roster. I know it sounds crazy not wanting Jack Eichel, but I just don't see the need, and I don't want to give up too much for him. And I like the way things are going right now, if they can keep that top six how it is.
That's bold. I don't know. I'm big on Eichel, though. I think LA lands him. But again, I'm fine if a team mortgages their future. I think he's that good of a player. You just got to get him out of Buffalo, as multiple guys have proven. Hey, you mentioned defense, and so we'll end it on this one. If you've got the chance to pick Dougie Hamilton or Seth Jones and throw him on the roster, you know, starting next year, who do you like?
Seth Jones. Oh my gosh. Dougie Hamilton, he was in Boston already and everyone argued that he was soft, which he kind of was. I mean, he's a great guy, but I don't think he's just meant for the Bruins roster, but I am pushing for Seth Jones so hard. I mean, he's only 26, I think. He's like 6'4". He's massive. So still young in his prime. And I think he wants out of Columbus, as far as I know. It seems like that's a trend there. But I guess we'll find out. But I would 100% take Seth Jones every day. I think that would solve a lot of the defensive holes that they have.
See, I saw a lot of Boston Bruins fans being like, if Dougie's available, we should try bring him back. I agree with that, but at what cost? If he's going to cost you something similar to Seth Jones, I 100% agree. I would take Jones any of the day of the week. Kaylee, tell the people, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Tuukka Rask, but it's spelled the number 2, K-A-R-A-S-K. And then I do write for the Fansided website, and the website for that is causewaycrowd.com. You can find any of my Bruins articles there.
Thank you so much for taking the time today. We appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks for having me.
Kaylee Allard right there. Follow her on Twitter at 2KA Rask. Go check out her writing at Fansided. A lot of Bruins talk to dive into as well. And that's going to be a huge topic come off season, because that's one of the teams that I feel is very controversial. Do they go for it again? Do they pack it in? I don't know. Interesting. It was nice to throw a little bit of a curveball in there instead of talking just Habs and Bolts. Throw in some other talk. I got to get to your comments. So those are stacking up. And so, of course, if you're watching on 12 ounce sports, go with that. I'll cherry pick some of the 12 ounce sports ones here. I got Lou Gamblin saying go Habs. I agree. I think he's got money on him though. Tyler, Mighty Ducks. Oh, this is for movie. We'll get into movies. Aaron Vegas Squares says go Bolts, Tampa in five. Just a couple there. Tampa in five is wild. No chance that happens. Zero. Clip it. Watch this right now. There is zero chance, zero, that Tampa wins in five. It's probably going six or seven. And I think you got to stop writing off Montreal. I think we have to stop writing off Montreal. We're going to get to your movies. We got a couple of segments as well. So we're going to just buzz right through this. Get out the saw. We're going hard. I told you, best hockey movie of all time. It's just a Sunday debate. We'll talk about it here on the show. So I'm going to go through some of your answers right now on Twitter at WorldHockeyRPT. That's where you can get at us. Dolphins Laxer goes with Slapshot. Mike Lemieux says Maurice Richard. I don't know if I've seen that one. Is that like just the Rocket? If it is, then I think I've saw it. I don't know. Hit us up in the comments if you got a thought. Best hockey movie of all time. Walter says no debate. Not even close. It's Slapshot. Cord also goes with Slapshot. Isha says Slapshot's number one. Goon, the first one, is number two. I'm not a big Goon fan. I'm going to be honest. I don't think so. Jackson, the comments here as well, hitting us up. Go Habs, but Bolton seven. I think that's fair. I think it's going to go seven. I think Tampa, if they get their opportunities to go on the power play, they're going to win this series. USA goalie says Miracle, number one. Mark Anselmo says not much love for Roy Dupuis and Rocket. That's what I said. I think it's Rocket, not Maurice Richard. I don't know. He goes with the Rocket. That's his. James says Slapshot. Fully agree. Jared goes with Mystery Alaska and Youngblood. I said pick one, but I love both of those. Youngblood's good. Pretty underrated. He says Hockey Mom, a close third. Watch it. You'll thank me later. I don't know. Should we look that up? Should we throw it on private mode before we look that one up? Hockey Mom is going to be his third pick for Jarrett. State of Hockey goes with Mystery Alaska. Love it. Absolute classic that not enough people have seen. Jackson, the comments again, Youngblood, best movie by a mile. I don't know if it's by a mile. Slapshot's great. Mystery Alaska's great. P. Sly says Slapshot as well. Trevor Moore says Slapshot. But Sudden Death is a close second. That's one. I don't think I've seen that here too much. Captain Detroit, you said I love Slapshot, but it's Miracle at number one. Anthony agrees with you. Go with Miracle. Mike Robbie says Youngblood. I don't know if I can get to all these answers, guys. We're running out of time here. Bill says Miracle. Mike Rothenberg goes with Youngblood. Broadway Hat says Miracle. Shane at STR909. Slapshot. Xander goes Miracle by a hair over Slapshot and Mighty Ducks. Not a lot of Mighty Ducks in here. Little surprised to hear that one. Hey, Day Day. Visitor goes with Slapshot. Youngblood's a close second. Puck Hunter says, no debate. It's Slapshot. Monsieur, there's a D2. We'll throw that out there. Mighty Ducks getting a little bit of love. Dave of Los Angeles says, Miracle, Slapshot. Julian goes with Miracle. Aaron says, Ice Guardians. LTeek says, Slapshot. Noah Adler says, easily Slapshot. I agree. Pete Thornton says, 1994 New York Cup highlights. That's not a movie, but wow. I rolled off those comments. Now we got 30 seconds. I'm sorry. I got to wrap this one up here. Who are we going to bench? Quack Stats, most advanced player tracking technology. Go check them out today. Quack_stats on Twitter. Go check out the web app as well. I'm going to bench Habs fans. Anytime you're flipping over cop cars and riding after a semifinal win, yeah, you deserve to sit on the bench for Quack Stats. Bet of the night, mybookie.ag. Use promo code 120zsports, all caps, no spaces. I'm telling you, hammer Tampa Bay in game one. I love that bet. I love it. Tampa game one at home. Go use it. Mybookie.ag. Of course, download the podcast wherever you get it. Rate, subscribe the Hockey Podcast Network. They're putting this one on. They're awesome. Make sure to follow them on social media as well. Download the podcast World Hockey Report for Cody Jans and my co-hosts who aren't here today. Really, as you can see, Adam Urbantrout, Katie Caldwell, producer. James Sutherland, Jeff Beck, back in the 12-ounce sports studios. That's it for me, everyone. Have a good night. Enjoy game one tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.